Today we're taking the Amen break and turning it into a saturated, rag-infused shuffle weapon inside Ableton Live 12. And I mean weapon in the best possible way. We're not just looping a classic break and calling it a day. We're going to make it feel alive, unstable, and performance-ready, like the drums are talking back to the bass line. The big idea here is simple. The Amen is not just your drum loop. Treat it like a rhythmic lead. That mindset changes everything. Instead of asking, how do I make this loop louder? We'd ask, how do I make this groove evolve, breathe, and carry tension across an arrangement? So let's build this in a way that sounds like proper drum and bass pressure. We want the Amen to keep its classic snap and swing, but also gain harmonic dirt, movement, and a ragga edge that makes the whole thing feel more dangerous. First, bring your Amen break into arrangement view and place it across two bars. If it's already close to tempo, don't overwarp it. That's one of the easiest ways to kill the character. A lot of people hear tight and immediately start flattening the groove with too much quantizing or warping. Don't do that here. The magic is in the slightly imperfect pocket. Before you start adding effects, set the clip gain so the raw break has some headroom. You want peaks roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before processing. That gives you room to push the sound later without everything collapsing into mush. Now do something smart right away. Duplicate the clip and think in rolls. Make one version your main groove, one version your accent or fill clip, and one version that's ready for resampling later. This is a pro move because it stops you from trying to make one clip do every job at once. Now let's shape the shuffle. The Amen's power comes from its internal push and pull, so instead of quantizing everything into obedience, use micro-timing deliberately. Nudge some ghost hits a little late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, so the groove drags slightly in a human way. Then push a few hats or lighter percussion hits a touch early, maybe 3 to 8 milliseconds, to create urgency. Keep the main snare anchor mostly steady, so the whole break still lands with authority. That balance is what gives you a proper jungle feel. Too perfect, and it gets stiff. Too loose, and it loses the pocket. We're aiming for selective imperfection. If you want more hands-on control, slice the break into a drum rock and sequence it manually. That gives you finer control over velocities and little pattern changes. A great trick is to create two versions of the groove, one with an extra ghost snare, and one with a kick removed. That gives you an easy way to build arrangement contrast later without redesigning the whole beat. Next, let's shape the drum tone before we go heavy on saturation. On the Amen track, or better yet on a grouped break bus, insert drum bus. This is one of the cleanest ways to add density without instantly ruining the transients. Start with drive around 10 to 30%, transient turned up somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20, and crunch only if you really need extra edge. Keep boom off or very subtle unless you want a specific low resonance. Then use damp to tame harsh top-end buildup if the hats start getting splattery. After drum bus, put on EQ8 and clean up the obvious problem areas. High pass only if there's unusable rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If the snare gets too abrasive after processing, pull a little around 3 to 5 kHz. That zone matters a lot, because it's where saturation can either make the break feel exciting or make it painful. Now for the fun part. Saturation, but layered and controlled, not one giant ugly distortion. The goal is rag-infused chaos, not a broken speaker. A strong chain in Ableton Live 12 could include saturator first, maybe set to analog clip or soft sign, then a very subtle redux for texture, and if you have roar available, that's a great choice for richer harmonic aggression. Finish with glue compressor if the break needs to glue together after all that energy. A good starting point for saturator is drive between plus 2 and plus 8 dB, with output compensation so your gain staging stays honest. The loudness should not fool you. We want more density, not just more level. If you use redux, keep it subtle. Think texture, not obvious lo-fi destruction. And if you add glue compressor, keep it gentle, maybe 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Here's an important teacher note. Don't flatten the break. You want it to sound like it's been pushed through a worn dub console, not deleted and replaced by static. The snare crack, the hat fizz, and the chopped mid-percussion are the parts that should feel more exciting. The low end of the break should stay disciplined so the sub still has room to breathe. Now let's bring in the ragga energy. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. They throw a vocal sample on top and assume that creates vibe. It doesn't. Ragga attitude has to function rhythmically. Take a short vocal stab, shout, or one-shot phrase and place it like a response to the drums. Think call and response. The vocal should answer a snare hit, fill a gap at the end of a phrase, or punctuate a transition. Put echo on it with a sync delay, maybe 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, with feedback around 20-35%. You can also use filter delay if you want a rougher, more unstable dub feel. Then automate auto filter on the vocal return or the vocal track, so it opens in selected moments. For example, let the cutoff move from around 300 Hz up to 6 or 8 kHz on phrase endings or transition bars. Add a short, dark reverb if you want that splash dub echo effect, but keep it tight. We're not making a huge wash here. We're making the vocal feel like part of the groove. This is the key idea. Raga samples should act like rhythmic punctuation. If they're always on, the ear stops noticing them. If they appear with purpose, they hit much harder. Now route your amen, any percussion, and any resampled break layers into a drum group. On that group bus, use light shaping. Think of this as glue and translation, not surgery. A clean bus chain might be a Q8 for corrections, glue compressor for cohesion, drum bus or saturator for tone, and utility at the end if you want to check mono compatibility. For the glue compressor, keep it subtle. Ratio 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for only 1-3 dB of gain reduction. If the stereo image gets weird, check the drum bus in mono with utility. In darker drum and bass, mono discipline matters a lot, because the sub and kick relationship has to stay solid when the tune is loud. If the break starts feeling too hyped or too crushed, don't keep forcing the main signal. Use a parallel return instead. Send the amen to a return track with saturator and compressor, then blend that underneath the main break. That gives you aggression without destroying the transient shape of the original. This parallel grid approach is one of the best ways to get heavy drums that still breathe. Now we need to make the arrangement do some work. Do not let this stay as an 8-bar loop. Arrangement is where the loop becomes a track. Think in sections. Maybe your intro is 16 bars of filtered amen fragments, dub echoes, and vocal teases, but no full sub yet. Then an 8-bar build where the break opens up and the filter gradually rises. Then a first drop, where the full saturated amen locks with the sub and reese, and the raga vocal starts answering the snare. After that, drop into an 8-bar switch up, where you remove some kick weight and let the ghost notes and vocal echoes carry the energy. Then bring in a second drop that's even heavier, maybe with extra drive or a new fill. Finally, strip it back for an outro with cleaner fragments. That phrase idea matters a lot. Every 4 or 8 bars should change the listener's expectations somehow. It might be one missing kick, one new delay throw, one extra ghost note, or a subtle filter movement. Those tiny changes are what make a track feel intentional instead of looped. A great advanced move is to automate processing amount rather than just volume. Instead of riding the fader all the time, automate drum bus drive up a little in the second drop. Push the vocal send deeper into delay at the end of a phrase. Open the filter before a transition. Remove one anchor hit for one bar so the next downbeat feels bigger. Small movements, huge payoff. Now let's talk about the bass. Once the break is saturated, build around it, not the other way around. Keep the sub in mono and keep it simple. Let the reese or mid bass move, but carve space so it doesn't fight the snare anchors or the ghost note rhythm. If needed, use sidechain compression on the bass, but keep it musical. You usually don't need a dramatic pump. A subtle 1-4 dB reduction can be enough to create room without killing the groove. This is another huge point in drum and bass. The MN already contains tonal rhythm. If the bassline fights it, the whole drop gets blurry. If the bass phrases around it, the entire track feels bigger because each part gets its own lane. When the sound is right, resample it. Print the processed MN bus to a new audio track. This is a game changer, because it turns your whole chain into editable audio. Once you have the resampled break, consolidate a few 2-bar and 4-bar versions, make a couple of fill variants, and reverse a few tails if you want tension into the drop. Resampling gives you a performance-ready clip that's easier to arrange than juggling a live effect chain the whole time. Then refine the arrangement using contrast. Make at least 3 states of the break: a dryish version for intro or breakdown, a dirty version for the main drop, and a destroyed version for fills or switch-ups. The destroyed version might have more drive, more delay feedback, or extra bit reduction. The point is to make the drums evolve under pressure. That evolution is what creates drama. Here's a strong workflow tip. Split the amen into frequency rolls if you want even more control. Duplicate the break and process 1 copy for attack, 1 copy for grit. High pass 1 layer and keep it for snare, snap, and hat to tail. low pass the other and let it carry the body and groove weight. Blend them together. That often sounds cleaner than overprocessing a single track. And if the groove starts feeling too polite, remove one kick every four bars. Seriously, let the ghost notes and the vocal stabs do the work for a moment. That kind of negative space makes the next downbeat feel much heavier. Before you wrap up, do a quick check for the common mistakes. If the amen feels too stiff, back off the quantizing and restore some micro timing. If the break loses swagger after saturation, check the low mid buildup first, especially in the 180 to 400 Hz range. If the snare loses authority, reduce drive and make sure the main snare hit is less processed than the ghost notes. If the bass and break are fighting, keep the sub separate and phrase the bass around the drama anchors.